after a weekend of very big news throughout the Minnesota Senate. We find out that the Republican Party of Minnesota had been hiding a major outbreak within the Republican Senate Corps, as well as in their staff, and they had not told the DFL of this problem. Senator Susan Kent is kind enough to join us. Senate District 53, she is the Senate Minority Leader, and she's kind enough to take some time today. Hi, Senator.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I have to start off with when and how did you find out? Because no one told you on Thursday of last week during the special session that there was a coronavirus outbreak within the Republican Senate Corps, correct?
That is correct, yes. We found out, it was Friday night, and someone on my team had seen, I think it was a tweet from Brian Baxt at NPR, and he had the copy of that email in his tweet, and it was completely news to all of us, and just a gut punch. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. It's like all of us had to sort of wrap our heads around what we were saying.
It, as we've discovered through the weekend, there has been, I mean, this is slowly coming out what has happened here. I mean, there was a meeting on the 5th, then there was a big celebration dinner on the 5th, then there was a Republican-only staff meeting on last Tuesday, and it sounds like on Tuesday of last week, they had said something to the Republican caucus, correct?
So the email that went out to the staff went out on Tuesday. We know that. I'm not sure we heard that there were communications with members, Republican members. I did hear, for example, from one Republican member, like, you know, where'd you get that email? I didn't get that email. Well, the email that we saw was clearly to staff, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, how they were communicating with each other, I'm not sure. But the point is that they were not communicating with anybody else in the Senate. Unless people think this is partisan, there is a significant number of nonpartisan staff that makes the Senate run. And, you know, I am just as incensed on their behalf because they also were not informed.
Well, and I'll say this very bluntly. The fact that they had at no point contacted the minority leader and informed her of what was going on, the people that started making this political were the Republicans from the get-go with their email list, and that is that's an undeniable fact at this point.
We heard early of two
cases, Anderson and Senjum, that both have been diagnosed with coronavirus. Then the bombshell yesterday that the Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka himself, he also has been diagnosed, and he's in Florida right now. Has at any point did Senator Gazelka get in touch with you and say, "I'm sorry, hindsight being 2020, apologies, we should have said something"? Has he tried to contact you at all?
Well, so it's funny you ask. So I will say that he did call me on Wednesday morning before special session, and we had a conversation about special session to sort of, you know, plan and be on the same page. And now I find out that at that point he definitely had symptoms. He was in Florida. He was not going to be in the chamber on Thursday. None of this was disclosed. So, I mean, I don't feel like I need to ask him, "So where are you calling from right now?" And so clearly stuff was going on when we talked. So he didn't share any of that with me at that time. Like I said, I didn't learn anything until I actually did hear rumors that there might be some cases among some of their members as of late Thursday. But the fact that an email had gone out warning, you know, people to stay away in their party and nobody else was the surprise. I immediately did reach out to him, and we had a text exchange. And I'll just say that, you know, what he said to me in text was consistent with what he said publicly, which is, you know, to make excuses, to not in any way express any sort of regret that things should have been handled differently. I'm really glad that they apologized to the Lake Elmo Event Center that that hosted that event, because I think it's important that that communication happen. But, you know, none of that has been extended to anybody he works with in the Senate.
And before we give him too much of an out there, he had not called the Lake Elmo Event Center until the media had asked him about the party, which, once again, they had not disclosed on Friday. I think they found out, I think Fox 9 found out about that party on Saturday late in the day. And his first comment was, oh, yeah, I forgot to call them. So this is not only disrespecting the DFL caucus. That's a private business, I'm presuming, in Lake Elmo that was, you know, basically a super spreader event. And at no point did anyone in the Republican Party feel it was necessary to call that business and let them know, hey, you probably need to close down and get checked.
Yes, very good point. But let me correct you on the little timeline thing there.
Okay.
The Senate Republican Caucus media team sent out a statement on Saturday night where they talked. They were trying to justify not having emailed us and that everybody's fine and we don't need to worry about anything. And they went through the rather lengthy discussion about the organizing caucus on Thursday, the 5th. That was held in a hearing room, and they claimed that they were masked and socially distanced with plenty of space. I will just, you know, offer a little editorial comment here that we've all watched them on the Senate floor where they are almost never masked and never observing social distancing. So it's a little, it's sort of, you know, is a little hard to believe that suddenly they are doing that behind closed doors, but I throw that out there. But in the midst of this statement that they issued on Saturday night, they never came out and said, oh, and by the way, we then went to a big event later. You know, that came out through a leak to the media on Sunday. Okay. And so it was that really kind of pushed me over the edge, that just said, this has gone too far. You know, clearly they've been behaving in ways that are high risk, that put the rest of us at risk. They are covering it up. You know, I mean, the only reason they would not be forthcoming about any of this stuff is because they know it's going to look bad for them politically. So the fact that they didn't include us with an email, the fact that they didn't let us know about the event on Thursday night, that's about hiding it for political reasons. And then finally, this is all just such disregard for people's health. You know, this is not honest with Minnesotans, and then it is a total lack of regard. And it's not just about like my health and the health of other members that are there. Again, I point to all the staff that are there. There are our families as well. And then finally, you know, we all live in communities around the state of Minnesota. So when we come together and spend time in the same room, breathing each other's droplets, and then we go back out across the state, the Senate becomes a super spreader event. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. I mean, that has been going back to February and March. I have been pounding the table that we need to take that seriously, because we know from previous years, if there's a flu, if there's a, you know, a virus or something going around, if somebody gets it in the Capitol, everybody's got it. It's a very tight, literally physically tight, lots of people crammed in kind of setting. And so, you know, we should take this seriously, but they have not. And that's why it's just real clear that they're not in a position to, because ultimately the Senate Majority Leader is the CEO of the whole Senate over the nonpartisan staff and both partisan caucuses. And, you know, if they're not going to take it seriously and, you know, have the protocols in place and enforce those rules, because the legislature is exempt from executive orders and from, say, St. Paul city ordinances, right? We make our own rules and we have to enforce them. But if the people who are making those rules and enforcing them don't take it seriously, don't think this matters, don't think that our healthcare professionals are fighting an incredibly painful, difficult, challenging fight that is going to overwhelm them in a matter of weeks, especially if we don't do something about it, it's just overwhelming.
Senator Susan Kent, the Senate Minority Leader, joining us right now. We should also mention, has anyone followed up with Senator Gazelka if he contacted the airline that he took down to Florida? And do we know if he is actually quarantining? We've heard of numerous Republicans say, especially during the campaign trail, oh, I'm quarantining, and then they never really quarantined.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good question. I don't know. I would hope that, you know, the airlines would be asking those questions, because they have a vested interest to make sure, and we've seen that happen in the past. Because I think the statements that came out both from Senator Gazelka himself, but then also from the press office, were contradictory. So we don't have a clear sense of when he was on that airplane relative to when he knew what was going on. Well, we should have known anyway.
Well, and the crazy part about this, and I want to get to your call for him to resign his leadership position, is what you've just described is you own a restaurant. and you know that there has been some, you know, wait staff that have gotten coronavirus. So you tell the wait staff, hey, you've got coronavirus, but you fail, you go out of your way to not tell the kitchen staff, oh, we have an outbreak on the floor, even though there's tons of interaction between the two groups. Yeah, I know you, Senator. I have known you for a few years here. You are not someone who's knee-jerk. You're not someone who does this stuff lightly. Your call for him to step down, I think, is based in reality. And the truth is that this is, it's not just a violation of protocol with the DFL here. It's the fact that they clearly do not care about anyone in Minnesota outside of their own party members.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's funny because I was hearing from some people on Saturday that, you know, that somebody should call for him to resign. And I was like, oh, no. But it really was. It was once I heard about that party that had happened. And I knew that, you know, they had written a very elaborate statement on Saturday night that all about part of the Thursday night activities. And they completely, clearly left that out. That to me, that just demonstrated that they were not willing to be honest about this. And, you know, if you can't trust people to be forthcoming when we are all in this same very hard boat together, how do you have the trust to work together and to rely on them for your safety? Because that is exactly where the rest of us in the Senate are.
It brings up what at one point was just an eye roll moment. A tweet that Senator Gazelka had sent out on Thursday when all of a sudden he was saying, oh, we don't see any need here to stop the governor's emergency powers during the pandemic, where he said in the tweet, I've always treated coronavirus serious. That is what he said. Yeah. And as he was tweeting that, he knew that the House Republicans or the Senate Republicans had an outbreak within their group. They knew that the Senate staff on the Republican side had an outbreak. And he'd already talked to you directly by your own timeline and had failed to mention this, which makes now what he said on that Thursday, just there's no other way to describe it. It's a bold-faced lie. He does not always treat coronavirus seriously. And I think he and the Republican Party are a reason why this pandemic is getting worse in this state.
Right. I mean, I was just reading the recap from today's briefing from the Department of Health and the governor. And they are saying that, Minnesota is probably at about 70% compliance on mask wearing. And that probably is very, highly variable depending on what part of the state you're in. It's probably up over 90% in some areas and down at around 40 in others. And, the problem with that is, and that's why we're seeing the numbers spiking in our counties so severely. Yeah. And that is because this has become some sort of cultural symbol, from the president all the way on down, and certainly, my colleagues in the Senate. And when I have asked about mandating mask wearing in the Senate, I keep being talked to about liberty. And, I just keep thinking, people adults have the liberty to, drink themselves silly. They do not have the liberty to get in a car and drive on the highways and put other people's lives at risk, right? That is the distinction. And if you don't want to wear a mask in wherever you are, if you're not putting anybody else at risk, that's your choice. But, as the old saying goes, your liberty to swing your arms ends at the end of my nose,
We do know, and I don't think they've identified, there apparently is a House Republican member now who has also been diagnosed. I don't think we have the name of that individual yet. Have we had anyone on the DFL side since this crisis broke out with this Republican-created crisis broke out? Have we had anything in regards to any words there in regards to anyone on the DFL side being sick?
I have not heard of anybody. It has been reported that there were two House members earlier in the summer, and then our Senator Dan Sparks, issued a press release several weeks ago.
Yeah.
But, we are maintaining distance. We are not campaigning, mask-free with a bunch of people. We have recognized the seriousness of this, and we have implemented strategies to avoid spreading it to other people and to avoid spreading it among each other. So, the fact that Senator Sparks had it, hanging out at home in South Minnesota, it was never an issue as to whether he had threatened anybody else. And he did come out with a press release, but he wasn't with anybody else to create an unsafe workplace. That's the difference.
It's just the lies. It's the constant lies. It's. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's not a misunderstanding. It's not a, it's a different in perspective. No, it's just outright lies from the Republicans about this pandemic outbreak within their own group. Senator Susan Kent, the minority leader, all my best to you, to all the DFLers in the Senate and the House as well. And by all means, if we have any news on this, I might get back in touch with you again, okay?
Anytime, Matt. Thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you.